The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
It's another shot, and joining us in the studio, is our friend Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. From Strong Island.
Yeah, from Long Island. We met Alexis at our show in Boston, and she just happened to be nearby, and so she's joining us today, and she will be on Sunday's episode just, like, hanging out with
us. She just got a concussion.
What happened? Oh, did you hit your head?
Oh, my God. Don't sue us for workman's comp. That's a Mac thing, not a mean thing. I don't make enough money.
Right. Well, thank you for joining. And Tara Newell, thanks again, Tara, for coming in last week's Another Shot.
Sweetest. Of course, I had to flirt with her.
You did flirt with her quite
a bit. She accepted.
She liked it, I think.
I think she was into it.
You guys are probably going to end up getting married, I think.
I think, yeah.
Just be careful. Remember.
The dogs. No, I'm not going to fuck with their dogs. Don't mess with me, Darren.
I told Matt this and other people. I was like, remember, she killed a man with her bare hands.
Yeah, right. In self-defense.
So, Alexis, you were at our Boston show, and not to throw the mic directly over to you.
Yeah.
But from a fan, and we're going to get to some big announcements.
Was our recap accurate?
So we're going to get to some big announcements about our live show in just a second.
I'm going to give the mic to her. I think the first thing on a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah,
how bad was I?
Yeah. I want to know, like, from a fan standpoint, like, did you think that Matt was doing it purposely, or did you actually just think, like, he's that, like, dumb?
At first I thought it was kind of a joke, but after, like, the hour of trying to get the same slide to play
and
different sounds coming in that weren't related.
And I'm standing up and I'm flipping over fucking furniture.
Wait, did you hear what she said? Different sounds coming in that weren't related?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that was happening. That's good to know. Thank you, Alexis, for that.
Someone just wants my job.
Clearly.
Fake news.
Oh, so she started out thinking it was purposeful and then changed her tune because you're like, how can anyone be that dumb for that long?
Yeah, like the whole thing with the slideshow, how it didn't. Like,
how he just interrupted the case. Yeah.
Did you feel like there was a murmur in the audience that things were going downhill very fast for us on stage that night in Boston?
It seemed like everybody loved it. A lot of people were taking video and laughing.
Good. Because guess who wasn't laughing on stage? Me and Darren.
I certainly wasn't.
Well, Alexis, that's good to know. Any other just
wait,
general...
could you sense my disdain for him? Or did you think that it was like, I was just, ha ha, Matt.
Yeah, you seemed really pissed. I couldn't tell if it was real or not, though.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's a good point.
Keeping the dream alive.
That's a good point because, you know, when we are on stage and we're trying to get through the show, it's like, is Darren joking right now?
Right. It's almost like, did you rehearse this 5 times?
Yeah.
And everything was good 5 times.
Right. And then.
Yeah.
Are there any other notes about being in the audience that night that you think maybe we could, in fact, maybe this is a good chance for the three of us to get some feedback.
Okay, yeah, let's talk directly to the fans.
You know, anything you think we should
remember,
take with
you're
us.
In our office right
remember,
now.
Remember, you are a guest of our show
and we
today.
We just gave you free drinks, so
and
just
you
like,
should
be
say
nicer.
That we're amazing.
I have nothing negative. Maybe a different person on the slideshow.
Maybe a tech run
raising
through.
My hand.
Wow.
Oh, she's offering her services.
Maybe a little tech run through. Maybe we'll have Alexis come on.
Maybe we'll have to have a meeting, Darren, after this.
I think we're going to need to really discuss this offline.
Yeah.
Because I think already Alexis is better on the mic than Matt. Already. And we've done like 160 episodes.
Some episodes, yes.
It's fine.
Well, Alexis, thank you for joining us. Enjoy a drink and hang out with us while we talk a little bit about everything here
thank
on
you for
Another her shot. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Well, speaking of Darren,
yes,
live shows.
Yes.
Alexis, you're joining us on a big day because we have exciting news about live shows. Do you want to take the first one?
Sure. January 5th, 25th, also known as the day after John Thrasher's birthday,
uh-huh,
we have a Brooklyn, New York show at the Bell House as part of the Brooklyn Podcast Festival. Tickets are as low as $20. And we also have a meet and greet ticket, which is just slightly more, so you can meet us before the show. Alexis, are you going to come to that?
Absolutely.
She says absolutely. If she's I don't see her there.
Yeah.
She's there's fired.
She's fired from the slideshow.
She's fired, and then I have to hire Matt. Fuck.
Alexis, maybe you could just come up with your own slideshow and have it on a thumb drive so that if we need you up on stage to come do another
literally
slideshow.
Literally, her guessing at the case that we're doing would be better than Matt's prepared knowing what we're doing.
I think that's unfortunately a fair point.
He agrees.
Well, if you can't make it to our Brooklyn show, Darren, there's exciting news because that's right, we're announcing a second show February 12th in Washington, D.C. At the Hamilton Live. Tickets are on sale soon. Why am I struggling through this?
Yes, well, you're drunk.
I almost said Tibbetts. Tibbetts are on sale soon. No official details about tickets yet, but we will have all of this available and all the details about the live show on oxygen.com.
We want to see you all there.
And we also have the link in our show notes, so you can click that and buy tickets. We're so excited about this. We have even some more details in the works, and Sunday's episode, Matt spoils it a touch, so go listen to that episode.
Rio de Janeiro.
Moscow.
I wish. Yeah. When are we going international?
Maldives, Dubai. 2020.
You know what? I will say this. Every once in a while, people from Canada.
Afghanistan.
Imagine we're just on top of a Swiss Alp, like in the freezing cold. It's like winter doing a show. Every once in a while, people from like Canada and the UK are like, when are you guys coming here?
I remember
when I went to London this summer, there was like a little bit of interest in doing a meetup, but I like ended up not doing it. Just keep listening to our shows.
Wow.
That's all we can say. Maybe we'll
story,
come.
My God, Johnny boy.
I know. Isn't that so fascinating?
Well, you guys know that I always have like fun subway experiences.
Oh yes. I wanted to know.
So, you know, I'm a busy gal. And I work like 14-hour days every day.
And you're all over the city every single day.
And I'm
day.
All over the city. And like, I know, you know, like I'm a fucking New Yorker and I'm a fast walker. So I know where to stand. I know where to cut corners. Like I'm huffing, I'm puffing. If it's everyone else. So the other day I'm getting off the subway to go down to my people gig. And I'm rounding this like tight corner because it's this like really high ramp that you have to walk up. If you don't get off where the steps are, you have to just walk up the ramp in 14th Street. So I like round the corner tightly, you know, save a second. And as I'm rounding the corner, I see in the corner of what I'm about to step on, just this really dehydrated, concentrated pile of urine. But on top of the urine was just like a huge thing of human shit.
What?
It better have been human because it was clearly let me just say this. I have a dog. I know the difference between
human. Yeah, you know the difference.
It was
sadly
large and in charge, just sitting there. Just there, Jesus almost Christ. Selling it. And it was just like, I mean, obviously this was clearly a homeless situation of some sort. This is just like
or who really
a normal
knows?
Fucking person eating. But then again, people eat fucking crabs on the subway. So what the fuck do I know?
Right.
It was just like, I almost said to myself, I literally said to myself, God, I love New York.
Oh, like, I wouldn't. I would have said, when am I leaving this fucking place?
That's how you know I'm in love with it. We have a I have a very strong love-hate relationship with New York, as you know. But, you know, I just wanted you guys to know that I almost, like, died in human feces and urine the other day. So it's like, yay.
I'm so glad you survived.
It could have been from a deer.
Well,
oh, it definitely was from a deer.
Definitely could have been a
definitely
deer.
Definitely from a deer.
Or a person dressed up as a deer,
It was a subway experience to the max.
I've been lucky. I haven't had any crazy subway experiences like that, but I have noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, that there seems to be more trash left on the subway than ever before.
I haven't really
noticed
that.
I just feel
that.
Like I'm noticing myself being like, oh, more like wet newspapers like all and like coffee cups and
you
stuff.
You weren't here in the 1970s. Well, I know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Were you?
He was here.
Yeah, I was like, he was born in the 1970s.
No, I just assumed I was, no, Matt.
Weren't you born in the 70s?
But you were here in the 90s, weren't you? You were here in
the 90s.
No comment. Okay,
because I remember.
No, he was born in like 72.
I just had a birthday. I don't want to talk about it.
Were you born in 72?
85, okay.
You were not born in 85.
That makes you a year older than me, and that is not happening.
Let me talk about Matt's birthday.
Yeah, okay.
So first off, happy belated birthday, Matt.
Thank you.
And this is the rare occasion I wish we could do like sad music, like happy, like Mr. Rogers music. This is a rare occasion where I have to compliment Matt.
Like a tiny violin, sad music.
Because Matt has the thickest skin of anyone on this podcast, and including
me.
He
does.
And he takes the best jokes and he laughs and he is his personality is infectious to be around. And on his fucking birthday.
What is happening right now? This needs to go in the best of.
This is the only thing that's in the best of. It's just this one part.
That really surprised
me. On his own birthday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Boston show aside, because I've gotten over it.
Yeah.
On his own birthday, he texts me.
Mm-hmm. I was
and he was like,
happened.
Are you in the office or something? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I'll be in the office later. And I was like, why? Is everything okay? And he was like, well, she's like walking by Taco Bell and, you know, I got you two cheesy gordita crunches.
This is his text voice? This is what goes through your head?
Well, I just walked by Taco Bell and got you two. And I was like, oh my God. And then I go, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And he left them on my desk. He was like, I just thought
on
you would
want
on his birthday. And I came back 5 hours later and I ate them cold. They were delicious.
It was cold.
What's the problem?
Well, just Sunday's episodes
Sweetie,
about food.
Cheesy gordita crunches don't stay warm.
Taco Bell, I feel like, you could eat a couple hours later. That's fine. Certain things, though, you don't want to eat later.
I'm not going to say the user, but when I put up a poll on my Instagram, I was like, am I gross for eating this five
hours
later? You know, and everyone was like, no, don't be shamed. Uh-huh. Someone had DM'd me. Someone had DM'd me. I just don't want to, like, shout her out, but she was like, I've never told anyone this, but, like, in college or something, and I'm probably butchering it. In college or something, I was really, really hammered, and I went to go buy Taco Bell, and I went to go eat it in bed and I passed out and I woke up and the tacos were still there. She goes, I ate them 8 hours later. She was like, it's probably the worst thing I've ever done. You're fine. And I was like, I love you.
I think that's fine.
I feel like you're a champion. And I just want to say thank you for your support. Thoughts and prayers go out to me.
I was with Matt when he got back to the office. We got off the elevator together and he had a bag of Taco Bell. And he's like, yeah, I just got Taco Bell. And I was like, oh, did you use any of the gift cards? Because so many of you fans have been so generous.
Oh my God, I know.
Gave us so many gift cards that are just frankly kind of accumulating because there's not a Taco Bell nearby.
Yeah.
He didn't, but he told me that he left. He was like, I hope she's here today. I just left tacos at her desk.
Just two Taco Bells. Like, okay, this was nice.
It's nice. I don't remember receiving any tacos, but it's fine. Maybe next year.
Yeah, you just were did you buy Taco Bell for yourself or just for me?
It was for both of you and not me.
I bought it for you.
And not
for
me.
And
not
me.
For
John.
And not for me.
What a birthday. Hmm. Happy belated, Matthew.
Interesting. Anyway, I'll just move right along.
Yeah,
from
go
that.
Ahead. You're bitter. You're bitter, Betty.
A touch bitter. No, I'm totally teasing.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
I wanted to mention our holiday party is on Tuesday.
Is it?
It is. Are you going this year, by the way? Do you not go anymore? I forget what your status is on that.
I am It's a long story, not interesting to the fans, but essentially when you get invited, when you get to be put on this matrix, it's called the matrix. Mm-hmm. And when you're staff, you get like sort of an email blast, you know, from our CEO or something like that. I am not on the matrix because I am not a staff member anymore. Technically permalance, but I ran into the woman who runs it, who I've known since I was a page. And she was like, Darren, she's like, you coming on Tuesday? And I was like, what's Tuesday, D? And she was like, it's just a holiday party. And she was like, you don't get those? I was like, nah, D, I'm red badge.
Yeah, different badge status.
She's like a 40-year-old, like, beautiful woman who, like, handles everything in her company. I was like, nah, D, I'm red badge. She's like, oh, I'll get you on there.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to go.
Well, I was laughing because, you know, we used to talk about us going on our previous podcast currently, which was just us talking about our lives.
Yeah.
And do you remember the year where we went together and we basically, like cats, went up to the balcony.
Yep.
And we ate hors d'oeuvres.
I think I had sushi there too.
I was going to say, they literally had someone come over and was just handing us hors d'oeuvres the whole night. We ate and watched everyone
dance. Act like fools. And then we left.
We were like perched up looking down at people like a cat ready
to
pounce.
Like I normally do.
Like normal. And then we left. And it was one of the best nights I ever had.
You know, it's funny because my attitudes about holiday parties have really changed over
the
years. Like,
me too.
I remember when I first started this job and I would like, I wore dresses and I would wear like dresses.
Excuse me, could you say that again?
Heels were in my life.
Dresses and heels.
I have pictures, very, very preppy. When I first started the job, I was like 22 and I would be so that like excited, nervous, you know, you're at your company holiday party, but you really want to impress everyone. And you know, you're there with the president. You could be, and you know, you make a point of like saying hi to who you need to say hi to. Yeah. And plus when you're 22 and you make literally 30 grand a year, including overtime, which is what I made.
Free drink, an open
free
bar.
Free drinks and food was like, oh, I'm maxing out on this. You know, I'm showing up at 6, I'm leaving at 10. Now I'm like, I don't want to be drunk in front of my coworker. I mean, podcast aside, I'm like, I don't need that on my conscience.
Right.
And I see these people all the time, like, I'll just email the president now, or I'll just like talk to her in the elevator. Like, it's amazing how much confidence you can build just through time.
Well, yeah, priorities and your lifestyle changes. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a friend who's about similar age as I am, who just kind of recently got his first kind of big corporate job. And he is like so pumped for the holiday party. Oh my God, can't wait to make memories. And I was like, yeah, I remember those days. I'd rather go home and play with my Funkos.
Meh. Just kind of like, all right. I mean, like, I like seeing it, and I certainly liked going as a staff, and I like the camaraderie, and I guess I get why we do it, but, like, to me now, I just, I'm like, well, I could see you after work.
Well, that's true, and this year, I am.
And I don't, because you don't go out, but, like, anyone else.
It's funny, that's a perfect segue, because some of my coworkers, like you and others, have shamed me into the fact that I don't really go. So this year I am going, and I'm going to try to just have a fun time.
I think you should. Listen, like your coworkers.
Well, and I have no reason not to go. What the hell else am I going to do on a Tuesday night?
You know what I mean? Like,
well, the best part is too, is like NBC gives us breakfast the next morning. So let's not forget that part.
That I definitely participate in.
Yeah,
that
is a solid touch.
No, it is a solid touch. They do good stuff. Yeah. It's amazing though, how I have to remind myself how good of a life it is. The things that I complain about. Like, I had to go to this award ceremony the other night. And it was like,
terrible.
I had to sit next to two of my friends. Ugh. And I had to dress up in a suit that I looked super chic in.
You had to, like, maybe accept an award.
And I had to, like, go see Shaq and Megan Rapinoe. And I was like, oh,
God, life sucks.
I don't want to be here. And then I looked at myself. I was like, what the fuck am I complaining about?
I know.
I am the biggest piece of shit.
This is a great example. Okay, so like we were talking about the tree lighting last week. So recently, I don't know if anyone is on this app. It's called Marco Polo. Has anyone heard of it? Okay, it's kind of new. It's kind of gaining traction. It's basically like a video messages app where like one person records a video message like, hey, how's your day going? And then it sends to the person. Then you can exchange back and forth. It's the Marco Polo.
Oh, I see.
So I've...
Just like young people.
I feel like it is like a snap. Remember when Snapchat came out and like 12-year-olds were
like
only
TikTok.
On it?
TikTok.
It's similar to maybe something like that.
Okay.
Maggie lives on TikTok.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I don't fucking know
friends.
What TikTok is. No idea.
And
I sound old.
I just saw an adult using it on the train the other day. So TikTok is the next Facebook.
It's in the vein.
I guess.
It's in the vein. But whenever you connect your account, you can see like everyone that's in your contact list that has it. And like a bunch of my friends from college had it.
Okay.
So we've been reconnecting, and it was one of those weird things where like, I'm in such a bubble because what we do here on the show, we are so lucky to do what we do and work where we work and see the people we work with. And like, Sometimes I forget. I know. Winning an award.
After a podcast.
I know. And like whenever, like all of them are like, hey, how are you? And then they go through the whole spiel of like, I'm so proud of you. Oh my God, look at everything you're doing. And you kind of have to remember like.
And I'm an idiot.
This isn't just your job. Like we've done a great thing by making it into this room in a lot of ways. And it's just been weird to like constantly say thank you about that kind of stuff and kind of reflect on.
I mean, it's really good. Like a gut check, to make sure that you realize like what you're doing. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. like me and my friends, we were like, why are we complaining about any
right.
of this?
Right.
What's
right.
the problem here? Like, because we had a great night, free dinner, drinks, met a bunch of athletes. Listen, like, what's the problem?
I took a coffee break the other day and I went up to the commissary here at 30 Rock, which is like where some
is
people don't
when
know
you asked me for happy hour.
Yes, I did. That was
when you're
that
like,
day.
I'm going to Starbucks. It's 2 for 1.
2 for 1.
I was like,
and you said no.
I wasn't here, sweetie.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Matt's not getting me Taco Bell. You're not taking me up on Starbucks. I have no friends. Thanks,
get
everybody.
The clue.
So that day, I get the clue, right? So that day, I went and had coffee by myself. And I sat in a window, literally like feet away from the Christmas tree at 30 Rockefeller Center. It's like the most gorgeous view in the city of this tree. And I just kind of always have to remind myself, like, this is amazing. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, not that, listen, what happens is, and I think this happens with everyone, you get used to your environment.
You're jaded.
You go through the routine of your Monday to Friday, and that's not bad. It just means every once in a while, just remember, like, where you are.
Well, the same thing with jobs is the same thing in relationships. You know, you don't have that same new relationship energy that you once did. So even with Carson, after 5 years, like,
keep going.
Sometimes we both take advantage of each other where it's like, yeah, I expect her to mm-hmm. do this now. But a month in, I told her, I was like, we were talking about something. We were talking about our first date. And our first date.
The 8 a.m. date.
Well, that was our second date.
Oh, okay, got it.
But our first date to decide that we were going to do something that we've
a.m.
never done, you know, she showed up early, which never happens. Mm. And I thought that was really sexy that she showed up early. Okay. And like I said, I was like, oh my God, like mm-hmm. never dated anyone that showed up early. And she was like, well, you know, like I was so nervous. And she shows up and I get there and she's like shit faced. And I was like, why are you drinking so much? Like, what is going on? Like, you are drunk.
Is she nervous?
And she was like, I'm really, really nervous.
So what time was this?
What time?
This wasn't at 8 a.m.
No. That was our second date. We wanted to do something we've never done before, so we went on an 8 a.m. date.
Shit-faced at 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was our third date, let me tell you. But she was like shit-faced, and I was telling her, I was like, remember when you were shit-faced when I met you? Because you were so nervous. And she was like, I don't get nervous around you anymore. I go, well, I wish you would. And she was like, nah, you're unimpressive to me. Like, it's just, it's the kind of the same thing where it's like, my first day of work, you want to impress everyone, and you're so excited about doing this. And then, like, eventually you're kind of like...
You get used to it.
You get used to
it.
In
a good way, though.
And it's good to have that check of it being, you know, like, wow. You know?
And that's what, like, maybe holiday parties with work are. They're meant to sort of be the last hurrah of the year. You know, I saw something on Facebook recently. A friend shared this kind of, like, image with, like, poetry with it that sort of, like... explained winter as, you know, because I have seasonal affect disorder. I will be completely open about that, where like the sun setting at 2 o'clock affects me. I don't know how that doesn't affect the entire population of Earth, but that's what it affects me in my general.
It affects us.
It just affects in a different way, right?
Yeah.
But you know, there's this photo I saw, and it showed like a bear hibernating. It was like an illustration, and it was about how, you know, winter is a time to reflect and be reborn for the new year. And it really kind of made me think, like, this is a good time to, like, stop and think about, was your year successful?
Right.
Are there things about your year that were amazing? Celebrate them. And if there weren't things, learn from them and make a new path forward for the new year to make your next year an amazing thing. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I definitely have things I'm working on constantly to... you know, live the best life that I can possibly live, you know?
Well, I often forget, like, I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get this. I'm never going to get that. This is unsuccessful. Yeah. This is on this. And then I look back to, like, what I had going on in January versus what I have to going on in December. And that's a good reminder for me.
Even with this podcast, it's like the amount of things that we do over the year and the people we're lucky enough to talk to, the fans we're so blessed and thankful for, Alexis, yourself included, meeting them, and CrimeCon, and seeing our show be more successful every year in and of itself is such a great thing. This isn't our last show of the year, by the way.
No, it isn't. We're just reflecting.
Steve Kornacki here. I'm hosting an NBC News podcast called Article 2, Inside Impeachment, bringing you the latest developments on the impeachment inquiry. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, before we go.
Yeah, there's one last debate.
Yes, that I saw you tweet out, I believe,
that's
the other
right,
day.
That's right, I did.
Big debate. Do you consider listening to an audiobook or reading it? Reading is in air quotes. I believe I responded to you, no.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, because that's not reading. That's listening.
Okay.
You know, like, you're not reading Martinis and Murder.
That's true.
You're listening to it.
Someone did message me and say,
do you read music in that way? Is listening to a Led Zeppelin song reading music? No.
No, but one of my friends made a good point saying,
did they take a drink?
He may have, may not have taken a drink, that he said they're one and the same. It's like saying you ate a cup of water earlier. I'm like, because you're consuming it the same way.
Except you're not.
Well,
you're consuming it a different way. You're just consuming the same thing.
I just pulled up the wrong poll. I did another poll that might be of interest to other people. Are chocolate-covered raisins a healthy and great source of vitamins and minerals? 84% say yes, and 16% say yep.
I think a better analogy would be eating a cheeseburger or liquefying a cheeseburger into a blender and drinking it.
Drinking it.
If you're drinking a cheeseburger, you are not eating a cheeseburger, even if it's a cheeseburger.
Well, Darren, I found the right not chocolate covered raisins poll.
Okay, good.
On my Twitter, 152 people voted and said, yes, it does count as
those
reading
are people
it.
Who don't read.
And 30% say no.
Those are people who like don't read and
you
really
do read.
Want to read
you're
and
a reader.
They don't. I'm an avid reader.
You're a big reader.
I'm an
go
avid
ahead.
Reader.
Megan has a thought.
I'm literally just pulling your leg. Like,
I know.
I don't
no,
really
I
care. I'm just glad people are listening to
that's
things.
True.
I
yeah.
have such an opinion.
Oh, she's a little
tell
funny.
Us, Megan.
I have more of an opinion on this than anything
than any
else
true
that we've
crime,
talked about.
Any true crime?
So go ahead.
Go ahead.
I love audiobooks. Mm-hmm. I listen to them constantly.
I don't, surprisingly.
But notice how they're called audiobooks and not books. Just saying. Just
sure.
Making, I'm just like, books. I'm making that statement.
Alexis, we're going to ask you after this.
I've always felt like the reason I switched to them is because I'm also a really avid reader. And when I can sit there with a book, when I have the time, that's great. But you can't read a book when you're washing the dishes or
sure.
when you're riding on the subway. I mean, you can, but walking through Manhattan,
I get it. Yeah,
you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel
or
like
driving.
There are so many times grocery shopping, anything. And mm-hmm. there's so much of that in your life where
yeah.
like it's just filler stuff, like where you're doing things. And it's so much more entertaining when you have the book going and you're still consuming it, right?
You're
still
you're consuming.
Paying
yeah.
attention
that's
to
not
it.
The question.
Doing,
I definitely
like,
think you're consuming
things.
It. But is it reading? It's not reading. It's not reading.
I would say
it's
the
not,
act of
it's
reading
not
is
reading,
using
but you're still
reading letters and text.
Right. You're
reading.
Still absorbing the book. You're still listening
yes.
to the story. And as long as you're paying attention to it and not
you're still eating the cheeseburger.
Off.
You're just disgusted afterwards because you liquefied it, Megan, in a fucking blender.
Alexis, is that it? Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt
yeah,
you.
No,
yeah.
that's all.
Okay, that's good. Alexis, what are your thoughts if you want to tell
but
us?
Wait, wait, Megan, you read when you can read.
Yes, but I'm a lot more likely if I start an audiobook.
You'll
I'm more
you'll
likely
finish
to just
it that
finish
way.
It.
Yeah, of course.
And I can finish it a lot
oh,
faster.
Yeah.
I'll knock through 8 or 10 of them in a month because
you're
I
not
just
listening
travel.
To it.
Oh, there you go.
I
and you're just
am
like,
listening
no,
to it.
No, I know. I'm just
yeah.
saying it's like I get distracted sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts where it's
yeah.
like, eh, it's a podcast. Like, I'll absorb it later. But with a book, if you miss a page, it's like
oh, yeah.
you're missing classic plot points
well,
is my
true.
Point.
And
you know what I mean?
You rewind it. You're not a monster and just blow through.
You can, but I feel like, you know, there is a difference between having a physical something in your hand and consuming it that way. It's like, I'm not sure that if I'm not sure I would have graduated, and this is obviously conjecture, I'm not sure I would have graduated magna cum laude if all of my textbooks were audiobooks.
I'm the opposite. Can I say that? Because
sure, of course.
I'm such an auditory learner. Mm-hmm. I can recite anything I've heard for the most part, and I'm really good, especially with like movies, like lipping along with the dialogue. But I had a really hard time like reading text, digesting that into my brain, and like testing. And I didn't mm-hmm. learn until like halfway through college, and I never really took advantage of this. But there are accessibility places within most universities where if you're having a tough time kind of understanding this information in a certain way, you can take a different version of the test.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the same test. And I was like, oh, that would have been good to know because I really consume audio in a completely different way.
Yeah, that would have been good to know.
So that's actually probably a good point because I wonder if people who maybe can't read feel like they're technically reading a book when they listen to it. I don't know. Something interesting to think about.
Yeah, I think it's a different skill, right? I think there's plenty of people
yeah,
out there who might know
true.
The English language and you can say something to them, but mm-hmm. they might not be able to physically read.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's a different skill. And so if it's a different skill, I don't think it's the same thing.
Alexis, what are your thoughts about, if you can hop on a mic here as a fan of the show?
Give us your thoughts opinions.
I don't know why we have an accent now.
I don't
know. We're reading Shakespeare.
I don't know.
We're reading Shakespeare.
I agree with both of you in different ways. Like, I can't learn by listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone's trying to teach me how to do something and they're talking to me, it's just going right through and I can't pick up on it.
And that's what you're saying, Darren. You don't like to hear what
you're... No, but that's a preference. That's not a... Yeah.
I have to do to realize...
Yeah, I have to do, active learning.
Are you the type that, like, if you write your notes...
highlight. Yeah, it's called active learning.
I'm completely different. I can't write my notes and learn them. I just feel like I'm doing a chore when I'm writing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, with a book, I like going at my own pace and being able to imagine what's going on and picture all the people stuff. But I do listen to a lot of podcasts, which I feel like is kind of the same as an audiobook. But I guess it depends on the topics, because you guys are talking about like crazy stuff. So
and
it's
you said
easier to pay attention to.
And you said you listen to a lot of podcasts, but just curious, which one's your favorite? Be very careful.
It'd be really funny if she said something different.
Be very careful, Alexis, on who your favorite podcast is.
Yeah, I really can't think of any off the top of my
head. Wow, okay. Well, Alexis, we have to go. Just kidding, Alexis. No, I don't want you to feel like you have to say Martinis and Murder, but
no,
I do want to say
Martinis
and Murder. Thank you for coming in. And you just told us.
We should write a book.
Yeah, I know, right? We should actually write a book. Let's talk about that. Tell us what you brought us, because I didn't even know you brought these things in.
Yeah, I totally forgot until I just looked over and saw they were sitting next to the heat. I brought you guys some cupcakes that I made.
Oh my God, that's so nice. And that's so sweet.
They're boozy.
Okay.
Oh,
I
will
that.
Be consuming immediately. So
John's has Bailey's in it. Yes. Bailey's.
What does Darren's have?
Darren's is Moscow Mule.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Did you make them? Like, how did you? Do you bake? Are you a baker?
Oh, yeah, I bake all the time.
Oh, okay. So Allie, who listens in on our show, is also our staff baker. And you're going to have some stiff competition against her as well.
Oh my God.
She said, bring it. Thank you, Alexis, for joining us today. And we hope that you had a fun time sitting in on our show.
I did. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
I think that's it for us too, right?
I feel like I won the debate. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you kind of did
win
that debate.
I'm great.
See you in Brooklyn and DC.
Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.